celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. We have a fun show today. We got a couple of giveaways, so you want to stay tuned for the entire episode. And you know, everywhere I turn, I hear and learn about eco-friendly environments, what's good for the planet, and even hotels have gotten involved. And one of our guests today has taken it to the dogs and offers eco-friendly toys for your canine companion, plus beautiful canine and spare inspired jewelry. Now, that's a hint for a prize to come. Also on today's show, we will find out where in Massachusetts you can join in for a whisker walk. We'll have a giveaway from a very yummy treat company, and also talk with one of my very good friends and writers for Fido Friendly, Lorraine Chittock. She travels with her two dogs in Chile. And if you want to take Fido with you to Viva Las Vegas, stay tuned. So let's get started with our first guest, Allie Hoffer with Cuddly Ruff. Hi, Allie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell everybody that's listening today, what type of company is Cuddly Ruff? It's such a cute name.
Thank you. Cuddly Ruff started as a collection of fine jewelry made with only precious stones and metals, designed just for dogs. We have since expanded the collection to include necklaces made of semi-precious stones, sterling silver tags, spa and bath products, bedding, as well as our eco-friendly toys.
Well, you have just about a little bit of everything. You know, I have a confession to make. I took one of your eco-friendly pet toys with me when we were looking to adopt from our local animal shelter. So I kind of used that when we were meeting the dogs, and you know how you do the meet and greet. And it really was a great icebreaker. Of course, every dog wanted to play with it, but, you know, we waited for that special dog that we knew was the one that was going to come home to us.
Oh, our eco-friendly toys are great. The plush toys are made of a reclaimed and organic cotton, eco-fabric, and they're stuffed with an IntelliLoft. It's a fiber that's made of recycled plastic bottles. And the ZogoFlex toys are made from a super tough material that's buoyant, pliable, and designed to be recyclable.
That is so cool. You wouldn't know that when you look at it. I mean, it just looks like a great plush toy that the kids can play with. And the other thing is, you know, I know for myself, you know, I'm attracted to bling. Toys are great, but got to have the bling. So what are some of your top-selling jewelry items from Cuddly Ruff?
Our pearl necklace with the diamond clasp has been really popular. It's beautiful 8 to 8.5 millimeter Akoya pearls, and it has a 14-karat gold clasp with FG color diamonds. It's a beautiful piece for dogs of all sizes. And we've also recently added some sterling silver tags in fun shapes, and most of them are engravable.
Wow, so I understand 5 lucky listeners are going to receive a sterling silver tag with a bone cut out?
Yes, 5 very lucky listeners will receive one of our newest designs today. It's a sterling silver disc with the stylish bone cut out from the middle. The back can be engraved with the dog's name and the owner's phone number, and it hangs from a stainless steel split ring. With engraving, the tag sells for $59.95.
Oh my gosh, I think the phone lines will be burning up on this. So be among the first 5 callers to win a sterling silver tag with the bone cut out in the center from Cuddly Ruff. The number to call is 866-405-8405. Once again, the number is 866-405-8405. Allie, what's your website for everyone to take a look at and see all your wonderful products?
You can find everything at cuddlyruff.com. That's CUDDLYRUFF.com.
That's great. So, hey, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And once again, website is cuddlyruff.com, and Ruff is spelled R-U-F-F. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about the fun event coming to Massachusetts. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Millions of homeless animals are waiting patiently in shelters to find new homes. Fido Friendly Magazine and North Shore Animal League America have teamed up for the Get Your Licks on Route 66 National Adoption Tour to spread the word that adopting a shelter pet is the right choice. Special thanks to presenting sponsor Purina One and the Purina One Hope Network, and supporting sponsors Bissell Home Care, Animal Radio, Toyota, and 3M. To learn more about this cross-country adoption tour, visit getyourlicks.org today. Adopt a shelter pet and save a life. It's definitely the right choice.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And on the line is Lee Grady to tell us about Whisker Walk. Hi, Lee. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what is Whisker Walk? What is it? Where is it?
Well, the Whisker Walk is being held on Sunday, June 7th, and it's at the Lancaster Fairgrounds here in Lancaster, Massachusetts. It's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and our walk kicks off at noon. Basically, it's just a huge event for all the nonprofit animal shelters and rescues throughout New England that are all descending on one property to raise money for their charities.
Well, that is really, really wonderful. So how long have you guys been doing this event?
This is actually our second year, but I've done very similar events for the last 9 years, and they've been overwhelmingly successful, and it gives each organization a wonderful opportunity to spread the word about the good work that they do and the missions that they have and their programs and their pets, and it's just great for everybody.
So what type of events and prizes will there be for people that are going to be showing up that day?
We've got all sorts of great things. We've got travel and trips and vacations for pets and people. We've got frisbee dog shows. We've got agility courses. Anything pet-related, we've got for pets and people as well.
Well, you know, it seems to me that even though this is your second event, your first one, you did really well. Didn't you have a lot of people attend and a lot of these shelters?
Yeah, we had over 100 organizations that participated last year, and they were actually between the shelters, rescues, and every and any pet-related product vendor, manufacturer, company that you could imagine. There were things there that we didn't even know they had for pets.
Well, what kind of weather do you expect?
Well, we're hoping this year will be a little bit cooler because despite the fact that it was almost 100 degrees and blazing sun last year, we still had thousands of people who attended. And thankfully, we were prepared and we had all sorts of kiddie pools out and all the dogs were swimming around in the kiddie pools and some of them were not going to give up their pool no matter what. So it was pretty amusing to see them all trying to wait their turn in line for their kiddie pool visit.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun and such a worthwhile event. So tell us the date and where can listeners learn more?
They can go to whiskerwalk.org, and it's Sunday, June 7th at the Lancaster Fairgrounds. We've got 50 acres of fun-filled, Fido-friendly, pet-loving paradise there. So, and we're excited that you guys are sponsoring us, and we really need the help in promoting it.
Well, it's my pleasure. You know, we love to get involved in these types of events, so anything that we can do to help you out, we're happy to do so. So, hey, thanks, Lee, for taking the time to talk with me today, and best of luck at your event.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, the wildest gal I know who travels with her dogs in South America will take a few minutes to say hi, and we even have another giveaway. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Find an apartment you and your pet will love. At rentalliving.com, you can explore over 70 pet-friendly apartment communities throughout Orange County. Our communities feature a wide array of floor plans, from studios to three-bedroom townhomes, with state-of-the-art amenities and unbeatable locations. Log on to www.rentalliving.com to explore all our options and even take a virtual tour. Or call 1-800-422-5115. Find the perfect home for you and your pet at www.rentalliving.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. So those of you that are listening and who are fans of Fido Friendly Magazine have probably followed the adventures of Lorraine Shattuck, where she's traveling with her two African-born dogs. And you're going to be thrilled to learn that she is on the line. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm just so thrilled that you're in the States for a few days, and you have to be, well, you are the bravest person I know. You're traveling first in Africa, now in South America. You know, now that you're in the States just for a few days, what just, like, knocks your socks off right away? Because you just came back from Chile, right?
I did, yes. Well, it's just, it's so amazing the differences that I see in both different cultures. You know, some good and some bad in different ways. You know, one of the things that just drives me crazy here, which makes me think it would be very difficult to bring my dogs back, is that in California anyway, it's almost mandatory that all the time that your dogs have to be on a lead. And that makes complete sense because you see the traffic and, you know, it would be chaos otherwise. But in other countries, you know, dogs are born and bred and raised generation after generation, seeing traffic on the street and being loose at the same time. So you see dogs standing by the corner of a, you know, traffic light and see them looking back and forth, you know, waiting to see when it's safe to cross the road. And, you know, you'll see whole packs of dogs sometimes doing this, you know. And it's just something that they learn. And you also, what's fascinating, you see people walking along the streets. Some, you know, have their dogs on leads, but many don't, even in cities with cars flying by. And it's like they, in some ways, they have a very similar relationship to their animals as we do, but in other ways, they don't. It's a fascinating thing to see all the time firsthand.
Well, you certainly have the two dogs to experience this, though, because I remember reading finding you. I'm not even sure how I found you these many years ago, but I was just amazed that you were out there walking in Africa. And first you had Dog, your
correct
first dog,
yes.
Named Dog.
Dog. I'm not very good with names.
So, well, gee, I wonder how long that took you to find out.
Well, there's actually a very funny short story about that, because I immediately, you know, she and I had one of those brilliant instantaneous connections, and as I said, I'm not very good with names, so I just called her Dog. Everyone else in that neighborhood, I mean, she was a stray, everyone else called her Odique, and I thought, that's a stupid name for a dog. Why would anyone call a dog Odique? So finally I started asking people, you know, what is this with this Odique name? And they're like, oh, it's the Luau language. Odique means dog.
Oh,
so everyone was calling her Dog, but in different languages. So I don't feel
that
so bad.
That's hysterical. And then you found Bruiser.
Yes, and they had mated. They had been partners for about a year and had puppies, actually.
That's, you know what, honestly, if any listener wants to kind of follow along your saga, you know, you've been so wonderful and writing for Fighter Friendly in every issue.
Thank you.
It just amazes me going across the borders and the different experiences that you talk about, and it really puts the reader right there. And I know you've been working hard, and I think you finished your book On a Mission from Dog.
Yeah.
And you were saying, I'm not sure it's available for purchase, but I think it's on audio.
It's on audio, yes. So you can go to onamissionfromdog.com and purchase it on audio and download it. It will also be available later as a hardcover also, but not just yet.
Okay, so go to onamissionfromdog.com, is
correct,
that right?
Correct.
And where are you headed now?
Well, I'll be going back to Chile. You know, as Dog has a partner now, a lifetime partner, I also now have a partner who is a dog lover, and he's traveling with his dog called Biscuit. So, and right now, the poor guy, I've left him there in the snow with three dogs, so he's not very happy about that. So as soon as I get back, we're going to head north out of the snow in the winter, and we're going to head a little bit further north into a warmer climate.
Well, I hope you're going to be including him in your next installment.
Probably. At least his dog.
Ooh, you're so mysterious. Well, hey, I'm so glad I got a chance to talk with you today, Lorraine. So safe travels.
Thank
and I'll be
you
looking
so
forward
much,
to your
Susan.
Next travel installment for Fido Friendly.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, for more information about Lorraine Chittick or to order her audiobook, please go online to onamissionfromdog.com. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to some guy with the luckiest gig in town at Lake Las Vegas. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Hi, I'm Junior, a puppy that was adopted from a shelter. Now, I'm helping other shelter pets find homes with the Get Your Licks on Route 66 Life-Saving National Adoption Tour. Thousands of dogs, puppies, kittens, and cats are in shelters around the country, just waiting for homes. To find out more, please visit GetYourLicks.org to see when this life-saving tour will reach a city near you or contact your local shelter. Open your heart and your home and adopt a shelter pet today. It saves a life, and it's the right choice.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And my next guest, well, he has a tough job, you know, living and working at Lake Las Vegas. I'm not sure how he got that gig, but here to tell us about Fido Friendly Lowe's Lake Las Vegas Resort is Jim Call. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You know, many listeners are probably aware of the Lowe's brand and how Fido-friendly they have always been. So tell us about your property. What makes it unique?
Well, Susan, I think our property starts off with the uniqueness of just the destination at Lake Las Vegas. We have some wonderful walking trails and hiking trails, along with 320 acres of water that surrounds our property that allows our friendly pets to enjoy their stay while they're here at the beautiful resort.
Oh my gosh, that sounds just breathtaking. So I know when we travel, we tend to spoil our dog, and as we should, and you know, pets are part of the family. So I think there's a lot of listeners who feel the same way. And what I always love is I love room service. I'm the first to admit it. So when I travel, if I can get away with it, and there's money in the budget, I will order room service. So do you offer any room service for Fido?
We absolutely do, Susan. We have a wonderful menu selection for those wonderful friends of ours, or even what we call close family members. We have it both for our doggy delights as well as our cat's meow. And we have a variety of entrees that we can bring directly to the guest rooms of our guests to let their creatures of all choices enjoy the different delights that we offer. One example of something that we offer, Susan, is what we call our Lucky's Shush Puppies. And that is just an example of the creativity our chef and our culinary staff has in terms of making something fun for the animals.
That sounds so cute. So what does a shush puppy consist of?
A shush puppy is actually what they take is almost like a hush puppy. But what they're doing is they're breading some vegetables around the actual puppy itself. And then they're deep frying it. And it's just something, of course, that every animal loves because of the fresh vegetables that you're smelling through the shush puppy.
That sounds like something that we would like, too.
Yeah, we've got the chicken and kibbles delight. We've got the ground beef with fried rice and vegetables. And like I said, that's just a few of the selections that we offer on a daily menu selection.
That sounds good. And I suppose we could share a steak or two if we wanted.
We absolutely could.
Now, when a person makes a reservation and they're going to bring their pet, what do they need to be aware of? Do you have any type of pet fee or cleaning fee? And if so, what is the cost for that?
We do. We do have a pet and kind of a cleaning fee, which we charge $25 for. And really what that is for, Susan, is really just to make sure we're taking care of the guest room, because obviously we know that we have a lot of our guests come back, and we just want to make sure we're providing the best day. So really what that $25 fee is covering is really just getting into the deep cleaning of the carpets, extracting from the duvets and the chairs in the guest rooms, as well as the upholstery. So we're just always wanting to make sure that we're taking good care of the rooms that can continuously provide to all of our guests that bring in animals.
Yeah, that's really pretty minimal when you think about it, because I know when people, if they can't bring Fido with them and they need to board them or kennel them for a day even, you know, the price can be very prohibitive. So that $25 charge seems very nominal.
Very, very true, and you're exactly right, because it can cost up to probably double of that if you chose to leave them at home. And then we also go the step further, too, is, you know, as they're checking in, we offer a wonderful welcome amenity. So even when you're traveling, it's not necessary to bring all the necessary needs, because we provide at check-in a pet mat and bowl. We also provide a nice little sign that you can hang on your door, letting everyone know that you have a pet in your room. We also provide different treats for the pets. And we also, of course, have the branded dog tag that we can put on each of the animals as well.
Oh, I love that. That's probably one of the best things that any hotel can offer when you're traveling with your pet. Because, you know, you're racing to get from one destination to the next. And hopefully everyone puts a cell phone number on a tag. But just in case, you know, if they're going to be staying at your property, it would be nice to know that if something happened, they would know where the pet belongs.
Absolutely. And not only that, all of our staff is really trained on how to handle pets while they're on property in terms of just guiding them into the right directions for all the different walking trails and also just making them feel as part of the staff, because we all, like you had mentioned, have pets at home and we want to make sure they're enjoying their stay. So we're very friendly with them and we interact with both the client or the guest as well as their animals.
Well, since this is June a good time to come out there to the Loews Lake Las Vegas Resort?
Susan, June is always a good time, as well as every other month, to come out to the beautiful Loews Lake Las Vegas. But specifically right now is a great time because we have a lot of great promotions. We do have a promotion out there which is called the Green Dog Package, and that is something that's geared specifically towards the individuals traveling with their animals. And all of that information, along with all of our available rates, can be found on our website, which is just loweslakelasvegas.com. And it will provide all of our different packages as well as all of our amenities that we provide while you're out here at the resort.
Well, I think that sounds great. And I've been out to Lake Las Vegas. My in-laws actually live in Henderson, so I haven't got to visit your resort yet, but I think things are about to change.
I love to hear that, Susan.
Hey, Jim, thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure, and you guys have a wonderful day.
Okay, you do the same. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about a company that offers a bit of love for your dog and wants to treat the first 10 callers to a treat. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Millions of homeless animals are waiting patiently in shelters to find new homes. Phyto-Friendly Magazine and North Shore Animal League America have teamed up for the Get Your Licks on Route 66 National Adoption Tour to spread the word that adopting a shelter pet is the right choice. Special thanks to presenting sponsor Purina One and the Purina One Hope Network, and supporting sponsors Bissell Home Care, Animal Radio, Toyota, and 3M. To learn more about this cross-country adoption tour, visit GetYourLicks.org today. Adopt a shelter pet and save a life. It's definitely the right choice.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. You know, on the line is Dana Rohde from Bit of Love. Hi, Dana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, you have the cutest website I have seen in a long time. Now, whose idea was that?
Well, thank you. You know, we worked with our ad agency, Ground Zero, on developing the website, and we're really excited about it. At Bit of Love, each of our packages features a unique dog character, and the website really brings these cute characters to life. For example, Louie from our Bistro Beef package is a feisty English bulldog who loves to play cricket and challenge his friends to competitions. So you see, our dog characters are very childlike, because at Bit of Love, we believe dogs are like children, and so they deserve the best.
It just, when every time I go on there, it just puts the biggest smile on my face. And people have to go on to, what's your website?
It's www.bitolove.com.
Yeah, you when you get a chance, everybody take a look at that, because you'll see what I'm talking about. It's really the cutest thing. So tell us what tasty treats are available for Bit of Love and what makes your products different from what is on the market.
Thank you. Our products are different because we're really raising the bar in the world of dog treats. They are made in the USA with USDA-inspected meat and 100% human-grade ingredients. And they have no artificial colors or flavors or byproducts. So what this really means is that they are good enough for people but are specially formulated for dogs.
And they also...
I was just going to say they also come in three flavors. So we have a bistro beef flavor, smokehouse, and roasted chicken.
Ooh. Now, I noticed on there that it says gluten-free, and that's how I usually try to eat. And so, you know, tell us a little bit about that. Is this something that more companies are offering gluten-free? Do they think that's some allergen? I mean, how did you exactly come about for the gluten-free?
You know, all of our products are gluten-free, and it is because we're really concerned about dogs' health. Some dogs have problems digesting products with gluten in them. Some of them have a specific allergy, and for some of them, it's just harder to digest. So we really wanted to make sure that, you know, we're providing a healthy snack for dogs, and that's why we made sure our products were gluten-free.
Now, I know I always like to get samples or at least find out if there's any special offers. Do you have any special offers right now that our listeners can take advantage of?
You know, we frequently feature coupons and other exciting offers through our website at bitoflove.com. So I would encourage anyone listening to go out to our website, look under the special offers section, and see what we have.
I think that's a good way. But here's something that's very exciting. A drum roll, please. I understand you have some fantastic items to give away to our first 10 callers.
We do. We're giving away 10 4-ounce packages of our Bistro Beef Recipe dog treats. Dogs just love the meaty, smoky flavor of these treats, so we really want people to call in and get this opportunity to try them out.
Well, that's your cue, everybody. It's time to call in. So start calling to 866-405-8405 and be among the first 10 callers to receive gifts from Bit of Love. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. 405-8405. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
For more information, check out their website, bitoflove.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Barnes & Noble's, Borders, PetSmart, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com. And also follow us on our life-saving tour along Route 66 this month of June. Go to getyourlicks.org. Until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more.
This is Animal Radio
Network.